We are learning Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, and we're starting from the two dots, around 6-7 lines from the top. We learned that there are three things that even though it's a lav shein by Maisa, still you get Malkus. And Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina added another thing. It says if you take Truma before Bikurim, there's also an example of something that you chayev Malkus, even though there's no Maisa. So Zok to Gemara, Shum, also, Makdam Chumul of Bikurim is an example of something that's a lav. You get Malkus, even though it's lav shein by Maisa. Dr. Mar, my time with the Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina. What's Pshat in Rabbi Yossi Baruch Hanina? On my quote, the Pasuk says, Miliascha v'demacha lo yisacher. Miliascha means, refers to Bikurim, because Bikurim is taken after the fruit is ripened, after the tvua, the fruit is ripened. So it's called Miliascha, being full. V'demacha refers to truma, because if truma gets mixed up with other things, it's not bottle. This was called demacha. So maleyasacha v'demacha lo yisa'ache. You shouldn't do it out of order. First comes bakurim, then comes truma. Maleya elu bakurim and demacha elu truma. V'amra lo yisa'ache. You should not do it out of order. So all the Gemara does, it really brings a lav. Where do you see it gets malchus? So the Mefarshim explained, there's a Marikoyan in the back that explains that since it's next to the pasuk of Nasi ba'amcha lo yisa'ar, and that we know you get Malkus from the drasha before, v'hifl Hashem ha'koyscha, and it's next to that, there's a hekesh to that, and just like yichayev Malkus by Nasi, you also chayev Malkus if you do the truma before the Bikurim. Zok to Gemara Vayte, itmar, hiktim truma le Bikurim. This case, where you took truma before Bikurim, because really the order is, you're supposed to take Bikurim first, then you take truma, then you take Maisa Rishon, then you take Maisa Sheni. That's the order in the Hafrashos you have to do. When you take off things, you give it to the Kayin, and different things, you first Bikurim, then Truma, then Maisa Rishon, then Maisa Sheni. So it's Mahiktam Truma la Bikurim. Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi Baruch Hanina. You have two Madiyam, Rav Elazar, Rav Yossi Baruch Hanina. Chad Amar Loika. One of them say you get Malkus, Chad Amar Loika. If you do it out of order, one Madiyam says you get Malkus, one Madiyam says you don't get Malkus. Tastayim, Rav Yossi Baruch Hanina, Huda Amar Loika. Let us bring a raya. The Rav Yossi Baruch Hanina is the one who says, "Get Malkus." Madam Rav Yossi Baruch Hanina, af ha-makdim truma le-bikurim. Since Rav Yossi Baruch Hanina says mafurish over here, that truma le-bikurim is one of the cases where it's a lav she'ein by ma'isa, that there's no ma'isa, and still you get Malkus. So we're not sure which one said what, which one said Malkus, which one did not say Malkus, either Rav Eliezer or Rav Yossi Baruch Hanina. And let us be poshut from here that Rav Yossi Baruch Hanina is the one who says that you get Malkus. Let's bring a raya that Rabbi Lazar, who's the one who says you get Malkus. Where do we have a Rabbi Lazar? On the following Mishnah, the Tanan. We learned in the Mishnah in Demai, Hoylufon of Shtekel Kali Shel Tevel. You had two baskets of Tvua, they both were Tevel. Both of them you did not take off Chuma yet. Va'omar, and he said, Maisa Shel Zu Bezu. You have two baskets, basket A and basket B. And you said that basket A should be Meiser on basket B. Or, Rashi Nagar is the next word, so, or Shalzu Bezu, Veshalzu Bezu, or you said the Tvua in the basket A should be Meiser in basket B, and the Tvua in basket B should be Meiser on that basket A. The loch is Harishonim Usaris. The first one is Gemeiser, Vashniyanim Usaris. Why? Because once something already is taken off Meiser, then that is part of, it's not Tevel anymore. Once something's not Tevel, that cannot be used as Truma or Maisa for the other one. That cannot be done. So once something is not Tevel anymore, it becomes Mena Ptur Alachiv. So therefore, Dafka, the first one works. But the second one doesn't work already. Since that one already is not Tevel anymore, you can't make that Maisa on the other one. So Dr. Gemara, but if you say both at the same time, then it does work. You say both the Maiser should happen all at the same time, curious a shame. Then it does work because this is happening at the same time. And what you're doing here is you're taking off Chuma, Maiser, all at one time. And the two Maisers, let's say, here we're talking about Maiser, not Chuma, we're talking about Maiser. You took Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni on one, and then you're saying Maiser Rishon and Maiser Sheni on the other one. Ve'itmar V'loza, Oymar, Loika. V'loza says you get Malkus in this case. Even though it works, you get Malkus. Why? Because they're both, these baskets are aimed right now to take off Maisa Rishon, They're both ready to take Maaser Rishon. And Lamaisa, I took off one basket, Maaser Rishon and Maaser Sheni, before I did the other basket. So it comes out, the Maaser Sheni preceded the other Maaser Rishon. That's out of order. And therefore, that's a lav that goes into the Isser of Mlias Chav Demachaloy Sa'achar. Just like by, you can't do Chuma before Bakurim, you can't do Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni before Maaser Rishon. Everything has an order. And it all goes part into that lav. And therefore, Rav Elazar says, you get Malkus. So what do you see? Rav Elazar one says Malkus. We have before Itmar says one says you get Malkus, one you don't get Malkus, and we have Rav Elazar says Klar, you get Malkus, even though it's a lav shem ma'isa, even though all he did was change the order of the ma'isa. And we also have Reis Verachinino says that af hamakdim chum lebekurim. So what are we going to do? Testai el Reis Verachinino doma ini loika lema kasha Reis Verachinino Reis Verachinino. The problem is if we say Reis Verachinino is one who says you don't get Malkus in this itmar. So I before on the member of Reis Verachinino said that makdim truma lebekurim is also another one a lav shem ma'isa they get Malkus. So the Gemara, no, reading Rav Yosi Rav Chanina wrong. Look, Rav Yosi Rav Chanina, apetura koi. He's going on that we said lav she'en b'maisa is potter. This he means to say lav she'en b'maisa ain't loikin alav. That Madiyama said before we had on Gimel Manalaf lav she'en b'maisa ain't loikin alav. Besides the three exceptions, and on that, Mishum Rabbi Yisi Rabbi Chanina Amru Af Hamakdim Truma Lebekurim. He said, not only is I'll tell you another lav she'en b'maisa is not loika. Also, someone who does Truma for Bekurim, it's another example lav she'en b'maisa, and that's another example that you don't get Malkus. He didn't say this is one of the examples exceptions that you do get Malkus. He's not adding on to Nishba Meimar Kalal. He's not adding on to that. He's adding on to the lav she'en b'maisa. And he's trying to tell you that's different than Tamura. And what's the difference? Umayishna, Meimer, the lucky get Malkus, Mishum Devadvura, Asamaisa, because with Yadibra, he did a Maisa, he turned Chulin into Hektish. Makdim Chuma Levakurim, Nami Lilkim, Mishum Devadvura, Asamaisa. They're asking that Chaira, by Chuma Levakurim, also I did a Maisa. I made it Chuma before Vakurim. So, Chaira, why is it different than Tamura? Why is it different than Tamura? Amarav Oven, Shani Hasam, that by Churuma is different. The lav shenitik lahaseu. The chesiv, because says in the pasuk, mekol matnei seichem, mekol matnei seichem. Really, the pasuk say mekol matnei seichem terimu. They should take Churuma off all your matnei seichem. So it's asay. There was a lav shenitik lahaseu. And the Shittim Vekavetzirei speaks out, this is not a regular lav shenitik lahaseu, because here, usually, lav shenitik lahasei means that there's a say after the lav. Here, the say was before the lav. It said just take off chuma. But either way, this is a lav shekadmua say. It's also potter for malchus for that reason. So, bottom line, the fear of Yosef Rav Chanina was saying pshat is that really it should be the same like tamura. It should be considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa. The reason why it's considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa is because a lav shenitik lahasei, and therefore you do not get malchus on chuma. Lebekurim, Makdim Chum Lebekurim, and what he was saying was adding onto the list of things that do not get Malkus.